بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم مسجد دار السلام ٹورانٹو کینیڈا فرائیڈے آفٹر عصر صلاۃ 16th of رمضان 27th of اگست 2010 التحیۃ is the conversation of Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with Allah at the time of his معراج ناشید with music is forbidden تسبیح before going to sleep Dua to get out of the debts. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sufi Shahib Damad Barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وعلی آلہ واصحابہ والتابعین ومن تبعہم بإحسان الى یوم الدین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم لقد كان لكم في رسول اللہ اسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو اللہ واليوم الآخر وذكر اللہ كثيرا وعن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوما وحضرنا رمضان أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يغشاكم الله فيه فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء ينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه ويباهي بكم ملائكة فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا فإن الشقي من حرم فيه رحمة الله عز وجل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الطبراني صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this time after Salatul Asr on Friday is a very blessed time. This is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our prayer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith that there are many There is a time in a day on Friday when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as-sa'ah, a moment when Allah accepts our prayers, accepts our du'as. The muhaddiseen and the fuqaha and the ulama have interpreted this hadith by saying there are about 50 occasions, subhanallah, 50 occasions in a day when this du'a can be accepted. Some of them have said that it is the time of Salatul Jum'ah, when the Imam stands up for his khutbah and he sits in between the khutbatain, the jalsa that he does, that is the occasion when a person should make dua. Some other scholars have said it is at the time when we stand up for our Salatul Jum'ah and when the iqama is being called out, it is that time. Some other ulama have said it is after Salatul Jum'ah. Some ulama have said it is after Salatul Asr. Some have said it is before the time of Maghrib, subhanAllah. And this time, many of the scholars are of the opinion that this is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the prayer. So it is a very blessed time, and I don't want to really take much of your time today, because it is Friday. It's the day when we should try and send Salatu ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as we can. We should try and read the 40 salawat, salatu salam. The 40, basically our ulama have compiled 40 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which mentions the 40 durood and salam. Salatu salam ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are so blessed. It has got the words of salat, and then it has got the words of salam. And these 40 have been compiled for our easiness. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi has also compiled them in his book. So we have been given these opportunities that these 40 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and wherein is also at-tahiyyat, subhanallah. At-tahiyyat, the tahiyyah that we read in our namaz. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Do we even know Abdullah? Do we know Abdul Rahman? Do we know Fatima? Do we know Zainab? Where this tahiyyah comes from, subhanallah? Do we know? Allahu Akbar, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up to the seven heavens, when he went for Mi'raj, and when he went for Mi'raj, when somebody goes to somebody close, when a father goes on his journey and he comes back, the daughter and the son will say, Dad, what have you bought for me? Yeah? They will ask, what present have you got for me? Because that is the relationship that a father has with the children. That they would ask and they would demand when they phone, I'm abroad. Dad, what are you going to bring from me? Yeah? What are you going to get for me today? What are you going to get me from me when you come back from Dubai, when you come back from Haramain, when you come back from your travels? What are you going to get for me? Daddy, I want this. Then the father sometimes asks, what do you want? What would you like me to bring? And the father very well knows what the son and the daughter likes, but he still asks. Yes or no? Yeah? At the same time, when Allah's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went up to the seven heavens, and when he started doing the kalam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he started to talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first question Allah posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that, oh my Habib, what gift have you brought for me, subhanallah? Does Allah need any gift, yes or no? Is Allah in need of any gift? No! Allah doesn't need anything. Allah is ghani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ahad, he's somad, he's independent, he's not in need of anything. But he wanted something from his habib, eh? He wanted something from his beloved. He says, my beloved Muhammad, what have you brought for me? At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never took something out from his pocket. No, he said something. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Allahu Akbar. He said, all glory which can be done for you, O Allah, verbally with the tongue. All glory that can be done for you with our body. All glory which can be done for you for monetarily. Tamam qawli ibadate, tamam badani ibadate, tamam mali ibadate. Allah tehi liye, subhanallah. Say la ilaha illallah. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this as a gift to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah came so happy. He became so happy. He said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha illallah. He was there. He was in front of him. Yet he says, As-salam, may peace be on you, O Nabi. May Allah's rahmah, Allah's blessings, and Allah's mercy, and Allah's barakat be on you. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. At that time, Abdullah, At that time, Abdul Rahman. At that time, Fatima. At that time, Zainab. Our Habib, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did not forget me and you, subhanallah. He didn't forget us. When we go to somebody important, if we have given an invite that today we're gonna go to the Prime Minister, what's his name? Is he a lady? Stephen Harper. You're gonna go invitation to Stephen Harper's residence, yeah? Oh, you're gonna be chuffed, man. You're gonna put your collars up. I've been invited by the Prime Minister, yeah? If somebody's been invited by the Queen to go to her palace, yeah, man, I've been invited by the Queen. When they go there, they can say, oh look, this time has been allocated to me. This time has been allocated to me. And it's for me. It's been a personal invitation for Abdullah Abdul Rahman, for Fatima Zainab to make their presence there. What are they going to do? They're going to dress up in the best way. They're going to make sure that they don't have a good impression. They want to put a good impression in front of the Prime Minister and in front of the Queen or the King. They're going to make sure that whatever time is allocated, they're going to be there on time. And they're going to make sure that whatever time they get, they take the maximum benefit and they try and converse with them and they try and create a very close relationship. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yeah, maybe you people are different, huh? SubhanAllah. Huh? Obviously. You're gonna take advantage of the situation. Yeah? You're gonna make sure that you get the best out of the Prime Minister and the Queen or the King. At that time, we will forget everybody else. We'll say, it's me and it's my time. If Mawlana Rafiq Sufi was to come and say, Shaykh, can you just give me 5 minutes? Mulzab, sorry, not this time, yeah? Any other time, but not this time, Shaykh, yeah? I love you for the sake of Allah, yeah? But Shaykh, you know, Prime Minister, come on, man, Shaykh, you know, give me a hug, you know? It's the Queen that's invited me, Shaykh, you know, please, another time. I'll make dua for you, inshallah, yeah? SubhanAllah, yeah? But not now, Shaykh, you know, please. He says, okay, I want this time to myself. And he's going to make the maximum, he's going to try and make the maximum benefit out of this time. We forget everybody. We'll forget our own partners. We'll forget our own family. For our own selves. For our own self-benefit. For our personal profile. Yeah? Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was by the master of the universe. Subhanallah. Say la ilaha illallah. Huh? He was by Allah. There was nobody more higher than Allah. He was there at his presence. He was there conversing with him. He gave him tahiyya. He gave him at-tayyibat. He gave him salawat. He gave him his gift. And then Allah turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, "Assalamu alayka, ayyuhan nabi, wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh." He gives him salam. He gives him barakah. He gives him rahmah. At that time, the malaika were there listening to the conversation, subhanAllah. The malaika were listening. What's happening here, man? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, this attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Allah replies by saying, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyya wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Malaika are listening. Hey, why should we be left out, man? Why should we get left out? It's assalamu alayna. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, wa ala ibadillahi salihin. At that time, he says, not peace only on me, but peace be on my whole ummah. Say la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha, say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. This is his ihsan. This is his ihsan on me and you. He doesn't forget me and you. In the court of Allah, at that time, when he's closest to Allah, he's conversing with Allah. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. At that time, Rasulullah says, peace be upon us, meaning the ummah. And then he says a special salam, special rahmah, special mercy on our beloved servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ala ibadillahi salihin. So generally, he includes everybody. And then specifically, he includes those, he mentions those people who are close, who was his pious servant. Say la ilaha illallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu. Huh? And what do we do? He doesn't forget us there. All we ask is that at least once in a week, take time out. And at least read the 40 durood ala nabi, ala salatu nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of us are doing that? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, if Imam Saab, If Imam Sahab was to make an announcement that us from next week, we're going to have a 10-minute session. Maximum 10 minutes here. Maximum. 10 minutes every Friday. Inshallah, we're going to take out. And we're going to sit. And we're going to read collectively. I will be reading and you will be listening. Because listening is also ibadah, subhanAllah. People always sum up and say, ah, it's bid'ah. Created bid'ah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Straight away. We don't want to read it ourselves. We got no time. Yet we want to stop people. SubhanAllah. We're not saying it's necessary. I'm not saying, Rafiq Sufi is not saying it's necessary. What I'm saying is, why don't we create these opportunities? We got all the time to listen to concerts. We have all the time to listen to music bands. We have time to go and listen to anashid and artists. Yeah? Nasheed artists. We have time to go there and spend hours and look at them. And some of these nasheeds are haram. Let me tell you, from the masjid. It is not permissible to listen to anashid with music. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Where do you get this permissibility from? Allah have mercy on these people who give these kind of fatwas. Allah guide them. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. People want to justify listening to the kalam of Allah, to the Nat and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with music. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the Shaykh, it's soothing, Shaykh. You know, it creates softness in our heart, Shaykh. Shaykh, you know, when we listen to music, jazz and this, it creates, you know, a kind of an attitude. You know, you get some kind of music which makes a person violent. Yeah? You get, what is it called? Some kind of music, yeah? Which makes people violent. And music has got messages in there. SubhanAllah, it's a topic in itself. Maybe the khutbah must have addressed this. But it incites sexual urges. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It makes a person do evil. Yeah, these, if you look into the music, what they use, the lyrics that they use, subhanAllah, Allah protect us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. This is why there is no doubt what Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. That al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaq fil qalb. Music will create hypocrisy, nifaq in our hearts. We see today, na'udhu billah, we were in Salatul Asr, Shaykh. And we could listen to music. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma ihfazna amin. Allah protect us. We were listening to the voice of shaitan in the house of Allah. Yes or no?
Yes.
Why can't we have the decency of closing our mobiles? Are we going to answer it whilst we are praying our namaz? Don't we have the decency of making sure that we put our mobiles on silent or close them totally? Are we so gone and indulge in our dunyawi that when we come for salah, we don't even realize that we are giving inconvenience not to the people. You are calling the la'nat of Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You are calling the la'nat of Allah in the very position when you want the mercy of Allah. Allah protect us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And then, ringing tones. Oh, you want dum 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 dum. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The latest music. The latest mobile ringtone. That's what you want. Why? You want to show people, I'm, you know, up to date. I'm up to date. I've got the latest ringtone. You want to show others. What's the best time to show? During namaz. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Other time people aren't going to find out. I'm going to be individual. I'm going to be somewhere else. But in the masjid, well, whose was that? That was actually, I'm sorry, it was my mobile. Huh? For the sake of letting people know. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is the situation. We have time. Like I said, to listen to these kind of things. We take time. We pay for them. La hawla wa la quwwata. We pay dollars upon dollars to go and participate in a concert. Yet, all we're asking is 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Salat ala nabi. From the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we're going to be coming out with fatwas of bid'ah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We have to understand that the thing that we listen continuously, it will create love in our hearts. The more we listen to durood, the more we pray durood, the more we mention Allah, the more we mention Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah and His Rasul will come into our hearts, inshallah. Yes. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't forget me, didn't forget you at that time. At that time, when he's conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time he remembered all of us. And he said, no, peace not only be on me, but oh Allah, also descend your peace on my ummah, and a specific mercy on your beloved servants, the salihin and the pious. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger and apostle and the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-tahiyyat, the mashru'iyyat, where did it come from? Look at the value, look where it came from, subhanAllah. Yeah? And we prayed every single day in our qawmas, in our qadai ula, and if qadai akhira, we prayed every single day. But do we pray with that love, Allahu Akbar? Do we pray with the understanding of what great words? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never took these words written. He never took them written form. As soon as Allah asked him, immediately came out from himself, subhanAllah. And Allah accepted those words. And he accepted it to such a level that since that time until the day of Qiyamah, every single Muslim will have to read them in his salah, subhanAllah. Say, La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar, kabira. Actually, I wanted to conclude the hadith which I started yesterday. Ubad ibn Samit, but I was mentioning this time, that this is a very precious time. Salatul Asr. After Salatul Asr, we should actually try and read as much as durood we can to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like I said, I would request that a time is taken out. We have our kitab, mashallah. Small booklets have been published like this, mashallah. Durood and salat. It takes us 10 minutes. Maximum. 10 minutes. But if we read these, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the love, inshallah ta'ala. Will create the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. May Allah give us the tawfiq to do this. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. The hadith of Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, Ubadah ibn Samit says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day said, and Ramadan was here, that a month has come unto you, Ramadan, which is a month of blessings. Allah is going to turn to you with the special mercies. He's going to descend His rahmah upon you, and He's going to forgive your sins, and He's going to accept your prayer. Now, because this is the day, Friday is the day, we need to turn to Allah sincerely from the depth of our hearts and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask from His treasures, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is full of dua, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have small books called Jahal Rabbana. Yes? You seen those booklets? Jahal Rabbana. 40 Rabbana. Ulama have compiled the 40 Rabbanas of the Quran. The duas which me and you should make, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which me and you should make on a regular basis. We don't need to look up into the Quran. Our ulama have done the painstaking effort of trying to take these du'as together. Read these du'as, because these are the du'as which anbiya alayhimus salatu wa taslim ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from, subhanAllah. And out of those du'as, one of the great du'a is the du'a at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, the two ayats. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين آمين يا رب العالمين. These two verses are so great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ye jo ayate hain at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah are so great. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in a hadith that these two ayats if somebody reads them before they go to sleep, then these ayats will be kafi for him. They will be kifaya. They will be sufficient for him. Meaning Allah will be his muhafiz, subhanallah. La ilaha. Allah will be his protector, inshallah. If we read these two ayats before we go to sleep. These two ayats are so great. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah has given me from his special treasure under his arsh, subhanallah. Allah ne arsh ke niche se mujhe ek khas khazana ata farmaya. Aur wo khas khazana kya tha? Ye do ayatein thi, subhanallah. These two ayats were given from the treasures which Allah put underneath his arsh. Says, this is special treasure which Allah ta'ala gave to me. This was given to no other ummah, no other nabi. Allah gave me this, subhanallah. He said in a hadith, Rasulullah SAW says, I have been given these verses which no other prophet have been given, subhanAllah. Great verses of the Quran. We should ask from Allah with these verses, subhanAllah. Oh Allah, لا تؤاخذنا. Do not, Allah, do not make us pay for our consequences. Don't take revenge from us. Don't make us basically reckon us with that which we forgot. And that which we did by mistake. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا. Oh Allah, don't put onto us a burden. A burden. Like you put onto the people that came before us. رَبَّنَا لَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Oh Allah, oh Lord, oh Rabb, oh Mawla. Don't burden us with that which we don't have the capability of bearing, Allahu Akbar. Which we don't have the capability and power. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. وَعْفُ عَنَّا. Oh Allah, forgive from us. Say Ameen. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, forgive us. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. Have mercy on us. أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. You are our master. You are our Lord. Help us. Assist us. Against the oppressors. Against the disbelievers. This is the dua. If we make before we sleep, Allah will be our protector, subhanAllah. Allah will be our protector. Great verses of the Quran. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the dua. A few minutes, inshallah, Shaykh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al Imran, I think, قُلْ إِلَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. Great verses of the Quran. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم الصحابي لا إله إلا الله. I think it was Mu'adh ibn Jabal. I think Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal, صحابي of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, comes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم one day and he says, يا Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I have a lot of debt on me and I can't free myself from debts. Aaj bahut se log qarz ki shikayat karte hain. Mere upar bahut qarza hai. Koi mujhe nuskha do ki mera qarza ada ho jaye. I have a lot of debts and I don't seem to get out of these debts. Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me something by which Allah can take me out of these debts. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to read this Quranic verse. Kulillahumma, oh Allah, malik al-mulk. You are the master of masters, Allahu Akbar. You are the sovereign of sovereigns. You are the king of all sovereigns, subhanAllah. Malik al-mulk. You are the king of all sovereignty. Tu'til mulka man tasha. Whomsoever you wish, you will give sovereignty to. You will give kingdom to. You will give power to. And you will take. You will take. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكِ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. From whomsoever you wish. وَتُعِسُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And whosoever you will wish, oh Allah, you will honor and you will give them izzah. وَتُظِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And whosoever you wish, oh Allah, you will disgrace and you will humiliate. وَتُعِزُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. وَتُظِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. What words Allah has put here, subhanAllah. Abu Ulama will be aware. Here there is khabar muqaddam. There is muqtada.
and then there is khabar. Mubtada should come first. That initiates the sentence. And then the khabar should come after. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the khabar first. Biyadik al-khayr. In your hands. In your hands is all goodness. Tere haath mein hi. Iski taqeed ke liye. Ke tere hi haath mein sab balai Allah. Tere hi haath mein. Like I mentioned in Jum'ah. Everything comes from Allah. Biyadik al-khayr. All goodness is in your hands. بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. And he says, read this Quranic verse. And after this verse, read dua. He gave a dua. And I request that our colleagues, ulama, should write this dua down, inshallah. It's in Majmu'u al-Zawahid. And this dua, we should give to people, because many a people are in difficulties of in being in debts. And you have many companies that start claiming, we'll clear your debts. But we fail to turn to the one who's going to clear our debts, subhanAllah. And that is none but Allah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked a similar question. And he gave a dua. Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik. Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik. Wa aghnini bifadlika amman siwak. SubhanAllah. A great dua. Allahumma kfina, if you want to pray on behalf of all families. Ey Allah, humko kafi ho ja. Allahumma kfina bihalalik an haramik. Oh Allah, be sufficient for us. Save us from haram and give us halal, subhanAllah. Allahumma kfina bihalalik an haramik. Wa aghnina bifadlik. Oh Allah, make us independent with your grace. Wa aghnina bifadlik amman siwak. From anybody who is beside you. We don't want to ask anybody else. Oh Allah, I am indebted. The Sahabi says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am in there, give me some prescription. He gives him this Quranic verse. And then he says, read this dua. Read this dua. Subhanallah. This dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him a dua. And he says, La ilaha illallah. Qul illahumma malik al-mulk. Tu'ti al-mulka man tashaa. وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتضل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. He says, you make a dua. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة. سبحان. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما ورحيمهما. رحمن. Oh, the merciful, all the compassionate one of this world and the akhirah, subhanAllah. And all the most forgiving, most compassionate, most merciful of dunya and akhirah. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahama wa rahimahuma tamna'u minhuma man tashaa. وَتُؤْتِي مِنْهُمَا مَنْ تَشَاءُ. سبحان الله. تُؤْتِي مِنْهُمَا مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَمْنَعُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. اللهم ارحمني. Oh Allah, have mercy on me. رحمةً. Oh Allah, have mercy on me. Such mercy. اللهم ارحمني رحمةً. اللهم ارحمني رحمةً. تُغْنِينِي بِهَا. تُغْنِينِي بِهَا عَنْ رَحْمَةِ مَنْ سِوَاكْ. سبحان الله. لا إله. What great dua. اللهم ارحمني رحمة تُغْنِينِي. Allah, give me such mercy which will make me independent through your mercy. اللهم ارحمني رحمة تُغْنِينِي بِهَا عَنْ رَحْمَةِ مَنْ سِوَاكْ. From the mercy of others, Allah, besides you, Allah. I don't want to turn to others. Allahumma أَغْنِنِي مِنَ الْفَقْرِ. Oh Allah, make me independent from poverty. Allahumma أَغْنِنِي مِنَ الْفَقْرِ. Allahumma أَعِنِّي مِنَ الدَّيْنِ. Oh Allah, save me and help me in my debt, subhanAllah. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. This is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma أغنني من الفقر وأعني على الدين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. If we read this dua, we hope from the treasures of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all our debts away. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whosoever will make this dua, even if his debt is equal to the Mount of Uhud, subhanallah, Mount Uhud is equal to that, then Allah, through His Qudrat and power, will make arrangements for His debt to be paid, subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Yeah? What a great dua, inshallah. I will try and write this dua down, inshallah, and pass it on to the ulama, inshallah. We should read this dua, give this prescription from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People are going, and they're putting billboards here. Yeah? We call them notices in our country. You call them billboards, yeah? Yeah, big notices. Oh, you want to be debt free, we'll clear your debts. But this is no debt free. They give you more debts, huh? than you had from before. They put interest on top of that. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They put you in more debts. This is the debt of shaitan. Yeah. You want to give somebody debt? You give them interest free. That is sadaqah. That is a big deed, subhanallah. This man, you will get the arsh. The shadow of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huh? If you want the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thrown on the day of judgment, then what should we do? We should give qarz to people in need. And then not be hasty towards getting it back. Give them more opportunity. Give them a more opportunity. And if Allah has given you a lot of wealth, forgive them. Forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the shadow of His arsh on the day of judgment, inshallah. Coming back to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a day when Allah is going to accept our du'as. This is a month which Allah will accept our du'as. يَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Further Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يَنْذُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ. Allah looks at your competition with each other. Allah looks at your competition with each other. How are we competing? يَنْذُرُ, inshallah I'll mention this tomorrow. More elaborate over that tomorrow. يَنْذُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ وَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about you in front of His malaika. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after mentioning all these virtues of the month of Ramadan, He says, now what I want you to do. Allah is going to do all this for you. What do you? I want you to do. He says, فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا. It's show time, boys and girls. It's show time. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of your deeds. Yeah? Show Allah the 15 days that remain now. These are the most important. The last 10 days are approaching fast and quick. These are the bad times. We have to show Allah the best of our deeds. فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. For the pitiable one and the unfortunate one is he who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us from His treasures. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May He give me and you the tawfiq to act upon the beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He give us the tawfiq to send salutations on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as we can. Wallahi, the benefits of durood are great. I don't want to go in depth now. But the benefits, I'll mention one day inshallah. The benefits of durood, they will be a means of all your needs being fulfilled inshallah. And I witnessed in my own eyes, alhamdulillah, the barakat of durood ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah makes everything easy, subhanallah. So this is a great opportunity. Friday, before Salatul Maghrib, we try and take time out. If we don't have a kitab, if we don't discharge the durood, then at least read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or read the durood, which is the greatest durood we read in salah. The durood we read in namaz. Allahumma salli ala, one we read, yeah, this is one of the most authentic duroods, siha sitta. All six imams of hadith have mentioned this durood in their books of hadith. This is the great durood. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, I think he's the rawi of this riwayah. So I think this is one of the great duroods. And this is the durood we all know, we read in our namaz. Read as much as we can. May Allah give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Kareem. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Kareem. Fajazakumullahu khayran ahsana al-jaza fi al-darain. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.